It's Tuesday, October 4th. This is episode 40 of The Shawnakie, entitled REF. For The Shawnakie, I'm Patrick McLean. Yeah, well, you caught me. The Shawnakie is late again this week. And I'd like to say that real life has been making so many demands on me that I haven't been able to get to it, but the truth is, I've been bushwhacked by a video game. It's been a long time, and I didn't think it could happen anymore. At least not like it used to with those fabled games of yore. The first time I played Command & Conquer, I literally played for 10 hours. I was at a friend's house, and he said, "Check this out." The next thing I knew, 10 hours had gone by. But I thought I'd outgrown that. I thought I was immune to the siren song of the new video games, but then I discovered the REF, the Redneck Expeditionary Force. The idea is that in the not-so-distant future, the United States government forms the Redneck Expeditionary Force as a replacement for the Army Corps of Engineers. Tough, self-sufficient, and equipped with their own tools, the REF is dropped with little or no external support into trouble spots around the world. It has the elements of a real-time strategy game, which the designers refer to as contractor mode. You set up and secure the job site, gather materials to complete the task, make sure your rednecks are fed, that kind of thing. But each strategic building challenge, if successfully completed, leads to a unique first-person bonus level. And here, the attention to detail really makes the game. For example, when you fire the nail gun, which is not like the crude, cartoony, yet satisfying nail gun of the first Quake, you have to hold in the left trigger and fire off nails by squeezing the right trigger. This simulates, as you know if you've ever abused a nail gun, holding back the safety guard so that the gun will fire. Later on in the game, you can use some of your duct tape and zip tie points to upgrade to the fully automatic nail gun, thus freeing you up for two-fisted nail gun action, a gaming concept that really sells itself. It's important to point out here that there are no weapons per se in the game. Everything is in fact a tool. The cutoff saw is particularly dual-purpose, and the claw hammer is reminiscent of the glorious crowbar of Half-Life. After completing the training levels, you are dispatched to Europe, where your first project is to improve relations with the French government by finishing the Eiffel Tower. Seems they forgot to put siding on the structure. Silly French. Your first challenge in this mission is widening the streets leading from the camp to the job site. This problem will plague you throughout the European theater. Dually pickup trucks don't mix with funny European roads. You also get points if you repave cobblestone streets because, as the mission briefing will tell you, I just don't ride smooth, mate. About halfway through the street widening, the French Foreign Legion will attempt to stop you. It's a little tricky if you're not familiar with the unit specializations, but if you produce nothing but carpenters on this level, you'll be okay. After all, they're what you need to throw up the siding fast. They get an okay ranged attack with a nail gun. You can improve accuracy by constructing the woodshop structure. And for close combat, they are lethal with those claw hammers.
Get her down!
The resource tree and build-out structure present some unique challenges as well. Trailer parks provide temporary shelter for your rednecks, and pig farms provide food. The tricky part is balancing the correct number of stills to achieve optimum productivity. Too little moonshine and the boys get grumpy and work slower. Too much and they speed up but get sloppy, ultimately killing themselves off in all manner of hilarious construction-related mishaps.
Hey, y'all! Watch this!
It is funny, but there's nothing worse than pickup trucks crashing into your job site and moving the task completion bar back down. As you play, the game just gets better and better. In one mission, you get to convert the Colosseum into a dirt track and then race work trucks in it Spartacus style. This was definitely the highlight of the European theater for me. Although the Pamplona beefsteak cookout was also quite savory. Chainsaws in the Black Forest, rebuilding Stonehenge and adding a roller coaster to enhance its appeal as a tourist attraction. Nothing is quite so good for a laugh as mowing down wave after wave of inadequately armed druids trying to stop you. And a word about trailer parts site selection. If you build a unit structure on one of the ley line intersections, you get to kill even more of them. They're just like lemmings. Be it bringing fresh water to the Dead Sea, straightening out the Leaning Tower of Pisa, or even dynamite fishing in Venice before you drain the canals, this game is just chock full of replayable material. So if you don't have anything important to do, and you want to indulge your inner redneck, I wholeheartedly recommend that you sign up with the Redneck Expeditionary Force.